Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, tasracing.com.au, talking to trainer Rowan Homer. We'll take three of his stable tenants to the meeting in Launceston on Saturday night. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
All right, well, the first cab off the rank for you is Kaminsky Park in the maiden over 1400 metres, race two, where he's number three. Siggy Card takes a ride. You've got a good gate. What can we expect?
His last two runs were quite disappointing. He had good form his first three runs for us during the winter, but he's just not relaxing and breathing properly, so we've gave him a bit of a freshen up and applied the tongue tie because he was choking down, so okay. We're hoping for a lot more forward showing tomorrow. He's fit, ready to go. He should be able to get to the lead easy enough from gate three. And just hope he can stick on like he did during the winter, not his last couple.
Well, back on the 25th of August, he ran second and nine behind Little Peg, got beaten just under a half length. I thought it was a beaut run. And, he was sort of towards the end of his tether then. But it was still, he was very, very consistent during that period. Do you rate him a place chance at least on Saturday night?
I think on his best form he's a winning chance, but on his last two runs he's probably not. So during the winter he ran second to Ethical Dilemma, beating ahead, and second to Little Peg. And but he had a quite a long prep then because he'd had a couple of trials because he was a barrier rogue when we got him. So yeah. He's had the grounding now. I was just hoping he mightn't have been wound up properly for his first couple, and he just was a bit fresh. So.
All right.
Hoping for a better showing tomorrow.
Okay, race five is the Steve Licker 0-60 over 1400 metres. Coutinho, he's had the three runs back. The last time, just put a line through that run. Siggy rides again and barrier 8 of 10.
Yeah, he'll get back a little bit. I thought it was a little bit disappointing last start, but he was off the bit the whole way. They went 100 miles an hour in that race, and he just didn't get comfortable and was able to travel. His first two runs, his prep were quite good without much luck. He ran fourth then Port Cup Day and then was quite unlucky and probably should have been in the finish his next start over 1200 at Launceston. So hoping he'll get back a little bit and hopefully they don't go so fast and he can travel into it and sprint at the finish.
Well, he was two starts back. He was 6th of 12 in that benchmark 60 on January the 29th in Launceston. Siggy rode him that night and only finished two lengths from the winner. So the winner flashed down the outside and won by a bit. So that sort of form will make him very competitive on Saturday night.
Yeah, he was quite unlucky that day. He got checked three times. He got checked at the start and then Perez got two meetings for knocking him over on the corner, and then he got stuck behind one of Sarah Cotton's that bled. So he had quite an interrupted run. It was quite a good run considering that. So if he can run to that again, he'll be right in the finish. But he's not a horse you can back with much confidence because his strike rate's not great.
Well, one horse that you can back with a little bit of confidence of late is Aspirate. I know you've got good opinion of him, and he's won his last three. He's won four of his last five, but the last three and the latest was in Launceston on the 29th of Jan. It was in an open handicap. He won that, beats Tackler and Beaufort Lad, both going really well at the time. One by three quarters of a length, show plenty of speed. He comes back in distance to 1200. What are you expecting from him?
He always runs well. I think he got beaten nose first up over 1,000 last, not the prep, just got on the one before. So he can sprint well fresh. He's had 11 days off after that run. We have sort of no options for him apart from the wait for age races, and he's just not doing everything right to go to that sort of level yet. So we're going to give him this one instead of trialling him on Saturday, and then he's going to head over to Melbourne for a race at Mornington on Mornington Cup Day.
Oh, lovely.
But I think he'll be quite competitive in the race tomorrow because he's got quite a bit of ability and he's competitive in whatever he runs in.
All right, well, all the best with your three, and that's Kaminsky Park, Coutinho and Aspirate. I made Aspirate my best bet of the program, so I hope he's spot on for that 1200 metre assignment. All the best with your three at Launceston on Saturday night, Rowan.
Thanks, Pete.